This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump has praised Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as the two met on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Japan, calling him a friend of mine who has done a spectacular job. Trump said Saturday he appreciated Saudi Arabia's purchase of U.S. military equipment and said the prince has worked to open up his country with economic and social reforms. He also praised Saudi Arabia's crackdown on terrorist groups.
For a long time, there were questions as to whether or not Saudi Arabia and other countries were sponsoring terror. And I know when speaking to not only you, but your father, the king, a tremendous effort's been put on to go the exact opposite way.
Trump later meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping in an effort to restart trade negotiations between the countries that broke off last month. President Trump said that he is willing to meet North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas, just to shake his hand and to say hello. At that working breakfast with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Trump said that he and Kim get along well and have a good working relationship.
It's good to get along because, frankly, if I didn't become president, you'd be right now in a war with North Korea. You'd be having a war right now with North Korea. And by the way, that's a certainty. That's not like maybe.
Kim has not commented officially on Trump's offer. If the two men did meet, it would be the third meeting between Trump and Kim, who met last June in Singapore and in February in Hanoi, Vietnam. The U.S. Supreme Court and the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that shields hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation. A decision is expected next year at the height of the presidential campaign. This is VOA News. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defended his civil rights record on Friday after California Senator Kamala Harris harshly criticized him in Thursday at the Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition civil rights organization in Chicago. Biden said he has always been in favor of the federal government overruling state laws that promote racism.
I've always been in favor of using federal authority to overcome state-initiated segregation. In fact, I cast a deciding vote in 1974 against an amendment called the Gurney Amendment, which would have banned the right of the federal courts to be able to use busing as a remedy.
Biden said if elected president, he would fight against racism from the very start. He said President Donald Trump is promoting hate and division and is a bad example for American children. Iran's deputy foreign minister said European countries need to buy more of his country's oil or consider lines of credit for Tehran if Iran is to stay within the limits of the 2015 nuclear deal. Abbas Araghchi said in Vienna Friday the European countries need to do more under the so-called INSTEX program, which allows non-dollar-based trade with Iran.
What we insist is that for INSTEX to be useful for Iran, Europeans need to buy oil.
Is threatening to surpass the maximum amount of enriched uranium allowed by the 2015 deal in response to U.S. sanctions imposed in the past year. European countries have been urging Tehran to fully comply with the accord. In the wake of recent tensions with Iran, including the shooting down of a U.S. drone, a Senate bid to limit presidential war powers came up short Friday. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Senate failed to reach the 60-vote threshold needed for passage of an amendment that would have required congressional support for the president to order military strikes. The vote was 50-40 on an amendment to a sweeping defense bill. Despite the setback, some lawmakers portrayed the vote as sending a message that despite the war authorizations approved by Congress after the September 11 attacks in 2001, President Trump is on notice amid tensions with Iran. The House is expected to take up the issue next month. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And the defending champion U.S. women's soccer team has reached the semifinal of the World Cup football tournament in France. Megan Rapinoe scored two goals to lead the Americans to a 2-1 win over host country France. The French got back in the game in the 81st minute but could not even it up. The U.S. women will take on England in the semifinals. For more, visit our website. I'm David Berg, VOA News.